Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The only morning show to have their Facebook profile photos declined twice. Ugly. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
Morning. Monday.
Monday, huh?
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Monday.
It's raining. It's raining. It's Monday.
I forgot my headset in the other studio.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Well, I don't need to hear myself, and I certainly don't need to hear you.
We're in a new studio. We're in the front studio. Century Studios.
Is this the first time we've been here since they changed it over?
No. It's been a while,
I've
man.
I've never been here since we've had this little lounge in the back.
Yeah, we got like a little lounge here that we could sit in. Yeah. I mean, we're not gonna.
I am. In between songs, I got a little book I brought. I'm just gonna sit there and read the book.
Yeah, that might explain a lot as to how the show
book
goes.
Right there.
What?
I got a book. I knew there's a lounge. There's a book. I'm gonna sit and read a book in between
songs.
No,
you're not. What book is it? You're not going to sit and read
it. It's called
a book.
Big. It's about inventions created over the world.
It's called Big.
Yeah,
that's
wait,
Tom Hanks.
Wait a minute. No.
Tom Hanks is Big.
Look. It's called, Big Ideas. It was by the care box in the back, and I took it. I thought I'd read it in the lounge.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is going to be a
kindness
great,
box, not the care box.
A great day.
Wolf News.
I expect a great work out of you as you read about your big ideas.
100 modern inventions.
Maybe you'll be inspired. The numbers are looking good on the COVID front. 73 new cases reported in the province yesterday. I usually wouldn't give you the new case numbers, but it's the lowest since the end of February. So over 800,000 vaccinations have been handed out in the province. The Pope addressed the sorrows of Canadians after the bodies of 215 children were found buried near a Kamloops residential school, but did not apologize.
Yeah, pathetic.
The FSIN is asking for an apology and preservation of all records. Moody's has downgraded Saskatchewan's credit rating after multi-year deficits and rising debt and spending. And Prince Harry and Meghan have announced the birth of their daughter. Is it Lilibet? Is that how you say it?
I don't care.
Lilibet Diana. I don't know. What's in my name? I didn't mean that.
Yeah,
I was
really
like, it's a slow news day.
Call her Rebecca or something that people can pronounce.
Lilibet.
Lilibet, yeah, that's good. Luckily, you're rich. Yoel Armia had 2 goals and 1 assist. Carey Price made 26 saves. Les Habitants beat the Jets 5-1. They're up 3-0 in that second round series. Congratulations, Mark Scheifele. Your stupidity cost your team the series because they're done. Jonathan Marchessault had his fourth hat trick in his career. Golden Knights beat the Avs 5-1. That second round series tied at 2 apiece. Federal government has granted a travel exemption that will allow the winner of the NHL North Division to travel to the United States to play games and then back to host third round and Stanley Cup final games so the American teams can come back in.
Yeah,
of course that was going to happen. Nick Paul scored in overtime on an assist from Ottawa Senators teammate Connor Brown, and Canada completes an amazing tournament in Latvia, winning the World Hockey Championship 3-2 over Finland. This no-name group became the first team to start a tourney 0-3 and win the title. Jose Altuve led off the game with a home run, no trash can needed, and it was a Houston beating Toronto 6-3. And your team swept the Yankees in the Bronx for the first time since June of 2011.
Yeah.
They win yesterday 6-5. And that's your Wolf Sports.
This is Wolf Weather.
Chance of showers? Yeah, I would say, as it is currently raining downtown. 24 the high today, 9 overnight tonight with clear skies, 25 and a chance of showers into tomorrow. Right now, getting some light rain, and it's 11 at the Wolf.
Lately, it's been getting harder to get out of a warm bed in the morning, but knowing that you'll be listening to Chad and Ballsy should make you wake up nice and bright.
I mean, you know, it doesn't, but it should.
We'll keep working on it. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
So, the tragically hip, of course, minus Gord Downie, reunited last night for the Junos broadcast. Nobody would know because nobody even knew the Junos were on.
Didn't you know? Till Twitter was telling me.
Yeah, I know.
Great.
I was on Twitter. I'm like, wait a minute, the Junos are on? And then my wife goes, do you want to watch them? Maybe you should for tomorrow. I'm like, nah.
Typical Canada.
Really
Let's
don't.
Not promote anything. Let's just roll it out there.
But the Junos are really just, they've gone so downhill.
Well, remember
now
before,
that they're not in person, like they're.
Well, before the pandemic, they were supposed to be in Saskatoon, remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it went.
But even then, man, like there was no huge deal made about the Junos in Saskatoon.
Well, they had the guys come through here. They were promoting it on our show. We had a guy in here.
Yeah.
And it sounded like it was going to be a big deal downtown and all that type of stuff with all the venues and stuff. And then, and then it's like.
It's overhyped.
By the way, here's the Junos. Yeah. Anyway, hey, I did something that I haven't done in a year on the weekend. I went to the Wascana Rehabilitation Center there in South Regina,
right,
where a buddy Jared Livingstone is. My aunt is in there, and they've now allowed scheduled in-person visits. You can do them outside or in the place.
Right, yeah.
As long as your temperature clears and everything like that. So two people can visit somebody. So I go into my aunt's room, and she's been acting up a little bit, so that's kind of why I went there. And I get it. She's probably stir crazy, right?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Handicapped, but she's smart, and she's going nutty. But her roommate, older lady, Judy's her name, and her grandson's there cutting her hair. And I'm like, you played hockey with my son. I said, I didn't realize you were a hairdresser, like you did hair. He goes, I don't. I'm a hockey player in Swan River, Manitoba. Yeah. Grandma said she wanted her haircut, and grandma was smiling like a butcher's dog.
Oh, yeah.
He was doing, he goes, how short do you want it? And she's like, I don't care as long as it's short in the back. And he's just going away like he's trimming a hedge. And I'm like, oh,
I
my
think
God,
all of
that's
us became,
how excited they are.
But yeah, for sure. I get it, man. I don't get it. I can only imagine. You and I have been allowed to get out, but man, I couldn't imagine being in one place, in one facility for like a year.
They were so excited, my aunt and her roommate, that they got a new window. Like they put a new window in. Look at our new window. It's clear.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
it's like HD.
I mean, we're like that with little things around
here. I know, but I'm just saying, it's amazing. You're right. You got to put it in perspective. Like everybody's gone through something in this thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think we really fully realized, like, guys like Jared, Dave Delaforce, who listens to us, my aunt, those shut-ins, those people. This is a big deal. It's like they won the lottery. They get to see people, other people.
Well, of course. And even, you know what, man? I got to say, this weekend, It felt very normal.
It did.
For me. Like it felt when you go to a store, it's not you know you're still wearing a mask and stuff, but it's not that doom and gloom feeling like it was before, where it was like everybody'd walk around with their shoulders shrugged. You didn't really talk to each other.
It feels like you're coming out the other side.
Yeah.
Please use caution when listening to Chet and Bolzi in the morning. They might say something smart, causing you to think. Who are we kidding? Chet and Bolzi, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
Floyd Mayweather's career in real boxing is built on being defensive, getting in a couple of punches, and that's it. Like, he could have laid out probably Logan Paul in 30 seconds.
You'd think.
But it went 8 rounds, there was no referee, and there was going to be no winner. And they were all lovey-dovey after. The remarkable thing is that anybody spent any money on it.
Oh, yeah.
Both pay-per-view and in person. Now, I was trying to look for attendance. I didn't see that it was sold out, but there were enough people to fill up at least within eye shot of the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami.
Right, yeah.
Now, whether that was papered or not, I don't know. A lot of NFL guys were there, though, early, Chad, to watch Chad Ochocinco fight. He fought a bare knuckles guy. No, but laugh if you will. I got respect for Ocho. Ocho actually did well. It was only a 4-round fight, and he was actually doing real well, and then the guy popped him and knocked him to the mat at the end, 4-round fight. There was no winner. But the dude, he at least went in there and tried. These other two goofballs did nothing but take cash.
Why don't they get guys like Floyd Mayweather to, like, play football?
Yeah.
I mean, why is it that, like, boxing and golf, those are the two sports that for some reason they just allow random people to get involved in professionally. Mm. And I'm not making fun of you, Balls, because I know you do the charity, but though yours are for charity at least. These, Logan Paul is not taking this money and giving it to charity.
Yeah, but I'm fighting Mark Johnston from Play 92. I'm not going to against Floyd Mayweather.
Right, exactly. Like, stop supporting these fights, because it's, in the long run, this is going to be nothing but bad. It's. I know the entertainment value is there, but it's horrible for the sport of boxing.
Yeah.
Horrible for the sport of
boxing. Like, I would love to see Floyd Mayweather get into the octagon with Conor McGregor once, since he did it the other way.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. But he won't.
No.
No.
And in about 2 weeks, you know what's really going to piss you people off? Probably less than 2 weeks. He's going to take a picture at a table counting all the money he made.
Oh, I'm surprised he hasn't already. Usually he does it the night of the fight. I bet you if I go on his social media right now, he's posing with a whole bunch of money.
Probably.
They have a legacy like all the great duos of the past. Lewis and Clark, Batman and Robin, Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, that last one doesn't exactly work, as only Chad lip syncs during the show.
Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
Jeff Bezos. The guy is the world's, honestly, he's a supervillain.
Between him and Musk, it goes back and forth who's the richest guy.
Yeah, yeah. And Jeff Bezos, if you don't know, he's the CEO of Amazon.
Yeah, every one of those packages that comes to your door, he's stacking Chad.
And he started the business in like his garage, and it was just selling books. I mean, yeah, I mean, the guy has earned what he's got. Maybe he didn't earn this much, but
whatever,
man. That's how it was. Mm-hmm. He is actually going to go into space. Jeff Bezos will be flying to space on the first crewed flight of the New Shepard, which is actually a rocket ship made by his space company, Blue Origin, because all crazy billionaires have to have their own space company. Mm-hmm. The flight is scheduled for July 20th, which is actually only 15 days after he is set to resign as CEO of Amazon. So this is something he does not need to do.
Imagine being that rich that you're that bored that you're going to go on a maiden voyage way up there or out there.
Yeah.
Like, you've got the world by the balls. You're so bored, you're just going to maybe risk your life.
This is where Amazon stock could see a big hit.
Well, he is the former CEO, right? Like, he will be.
Yeah. You know how that goes.
If I was a shareholder, I'd be on the phone with him.
I'd be saying, hey, listen, about that flight, maybe don't get on it. You know, why don't you go on the second or third one?
Chad once had to explain to his very young son that it's perfectly normal to accidentally poop in your pants. But his son still makes fun of him anyway. Go figure. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
If you worked at a pizza place, I think you would have access to pizza so you wouldn't have to steal it. But I put up something going viral on TikTok where the person cutting the pizza can actually steal a piece of your pizza, a pretty big chunk, without you knowing it.
Yeah, I believe it. I totally believe it. I don't know why you would, though. It's kind of like if you work at a pizza place, do you really want pizza? Like, I don't think that's what you're going for.
It took me till just recently to actually like popcorn. I used to serve it at the mini golf place I worked at when I was in my mid-teens.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stand the smell of popcorn. Just recently, I've now started to like it. But yeah, you're right. You work at a pizza place. That's the last thing I'd want.
You know what I noticed? So I was at a place where there was pizza served recently and I know there weren't a whole bunch of us, but there were only a few of us.
Yeah.
We were fine. We were okay.
Yeah.
And everybody loved the swamp rat. The swamp rat of the pizza was the one. And if you're just joining the show, the swamp rat is the piece in the middle of the pizza that has no crust around it.
Greasiest part.
And good Regina pizza is not cut into triangles.
No.
It is cut into squares.
Right.
So, yeah, the good greasy part in the middle with no crust, that is the swamp rat.
It's the one you got to really eat with a fork and a knife.
Well, you don't have to. If you want to be a fancy pants about it, go ahead.
Sure.
But I just like to mash it together in a ball and shove it down my gullet.
It's amazing that swamp rat, when you're sitting at a table, is even around for somebody to contemplate getting.
Yeah, I know. I get her, though. Listen, there's lots of swamp rats to go around. There's usually about, you get a good-sized pizza, there's usually about six swamp rats.
So do you eat around the outside and save that last piece for, like, is that the closer?
Like, if I have it by myself?
Yeah, like, is it the closer, or do you dive right into the middle and work your way from the middle out?
I feel like you can't just dive right into the middle. There's got to be a little bit of an effort to eat a crust piece or two. Work your way in. Now, you can do a direct path, which might happen to be just one crust piece, and then boom, you're onto the swamp rat. That's fine.
Are we talking pizza or sink my battleship?
What's better than the Chad and Ballsy show? Lots of things. But thanks for listening anyway. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
Those little pop-up ads when you're on social media, the X on them is so small. Yeah, call it an old man thing, but you can't click on it. They're getting smaller, and you're trying to click on it, and you're trying to click on it, and it won't go off.
And they used to always be on the top right.
Right.
And now they put them. They hide them all over.
Yeah. Well,
the little close X will be like in the middle of the ad,
and then
you go
to hit it, and then it opens up another ad.
Yeah. Right.
It's just a never ending stream of ads.
Exactly.
No.
Especially on the porno site.
No. I want to see that great throw from Tatis Jr. I don't want to see where I should go buy a curling iron.
Right. And they just pop up randomly. You'll be into the video. You'll be like, all right. Boom, pop up right in your face. They should make it like, remember when TV commercials used to be super loud?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I don't know, maybe you can't remember this.
Yes.
But there was a time when they would have TV commercials louder than the program to try and get your attention. And they would scream at you.
Yes.
So the show would be like, I don't know, you say you're watching Magnum P.I. and then Magnum would be like...
It's a great show, still on.
He would say a funny line, the music would play out, and it would be quiet like this, and then all of a sudden, gold bonditching powder!
You'd be like, tough what acting the hell?
Yeah, and you'd be like, what the Boom. Hell, John Madden? Shut up!
Yeah. But, well, I will tell you this. We need to have a better method with that X, because I want my conspiracy theories unabated.
That's right. When I'm watching InfoWars, I need to know exactly what I'm seeing, because heaven forbid I miss a portion of what he's saying and get something wrong.
Yeah.
Wolf Management has told Chad and Ballsy to stop asking listeners to send money to them at the radio station. From now on, please send it directly to their homes. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
Quite the Martha Stewart over there, Miguel.
Oh, I'm just doing...
You doing some gardening
work?
Well,
no CFL season, I got more time at home, right?
Yeah.
So,
walk around with, like, your little gardening gloves on?
No, I wouldn't. Listen. Shut. I do have gardening gloves.
Do you worry about what kind of soil you have?
No.
Have we checked the pH on this soil? It may not be good for my lilies.
But I did kind of piss off Crescinda a bit, even though she... really bitter tongue. Had a long day at the hospital yesterday, work, and she got home. I've never dealt with tropical plants. I overwatered them and may have killed them.
How do you overwater a tropical plant? Like, don't they get a little bit of rain in the tropics?
They're not supposed to have as much water as I gave them. And so now some of the leaves are discolored. I'll just cut those off. I was like, yeah, but we spent like X amount of dollars on this thing. I don't want to be cutting anything off. But what I did find is this, and I saw this story online and I can relate. The owner of the Miracle of America Museum in Montana burned two buildings down because he got so pissed off he brought out a torch and tried to torch off all the dandelions. This year is the worst for dandelions. It really is. Like, I know you...
I would know. My grass is fake.
Yeah, you got fake grass. And there's something to that. I love grass. I love the smell of freshly cut grass. I love watering grass and what that brings. I don't like the dandelions.
I can smell my neighbor's grass.
Yeah, I know. And here's the thing. Two things turn me off of that. It's like, okay, I got a dog. If the dog pees on it, I spray it off, but where does it go? Where does that... It's still sitting in your yard, pee.
I've got a specific place where our dog goes to the washroom now.
Okay.
It's not on the fake grass.
So that was the one thing. And the other thing was the price tag of it, because it is pretty expensive to put it down.
Yeah.
But it's like PVC fencing. When you see all the other suckers staining and replacing their wood fence, you're like, well, I spent $6,000, but I never have to touch it again.
Yeah. And now I have stopped trying to replicate mow lines in it, too.
Yeah, I know. People are doing... They have fake lawnmowers.
Yeah. You have the fake lawnmowers where you just run a broom over your fake grass to try and get the lines?
A yard rake or whatever. Yeah. Like a carpet rake almost.
Yeah, it's not...
You're not doing
just,
that.
Nah, it's just not worth it
anyway,
anymore.
So dandelion, a bunch of my neighbors were out spraying and stuff. See, but I'm not a sprayer.
Yeah.
I'm a digger. I dig them out.
Yeah.
I'm a digger.
Well, I mean, what you got to do is you got to get yourself a good farm friend. Because they have all the good chemicals.
Oh, don't they?
Don't tell anybody though.
They do.
Shh.
It's true. Like,
it's like a black market.
If you get your crazy uncle's like fertilizer from the farm, your grass is growing like.
And they're like, hey, here's some stuff, and they give you like a bottle of it.
Yeah,
here's some stuff. Yeah, it'll take care of the dandelions on your grass.
It's true.
But make sure you wear like a mask.
Yeah.
like a full-blown mask, and you might want to wear five or six pairs of gloves, and don't have any of your children around or you'll have mutant grandbabies.
Yeah, that's hilarious. We're worried about going to Walmart with a mask on, but we'll have no mask and spray this stuff that kills 17 lawns.
Jeez. I got some lung burn after
crazy Uncle
this.
Carl.
Chad and Ballsy are great at multitasking. They can waste time, be unproductive, and procrastinate all at once. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
My right pointer finger, left pointer finger is kind of sore today. I am in the backyard gardening, as we were talking about, and I hear four. I look up, and I caught a drive off a guy from the fourth hole in my backyard.
Caught
it in my hand.
Why? Why didn't you just move out of the way?
Well, no, I was pulling weeds.
Yeah.
I heard four. I turned around because they've flown into my backyard. I actually just picked up two balls, turned around, and it was like a center fielder. It was kind of sunny. Boom, caught in my hand.
You love flaunting the fact that you live off a golf course, hey? Is that like a
that's like
a point of prestige for you?
That.
No, you talk about
let's
it
talk
a
about
lot.
Me catching
no,
a golf ball.
You talk about it a lot. You shoehorn it into conversations.
Dude, I caught a golf ball.
Quite a bit.
I caught a golf ball in my hand.
I hear that. I understand, but it also happens to be that you live on what?
The fourth hole
of a golf course.
Ooh, but I caught it. I caught the ball.
La-dee-da. Me and my rats and street urchins will go somewhere else.
I'm pissed off. Like, keep your balls out of my backyard.
Oh, yes, out of my huge palatial backyard. it's so hard for me to live my life. You know what, man? Honestly, just stop talking about it, okay? We all know you make millions of dollars, and I make no money on this show, and you act like you make no money, but you make tons of money, okay? This needs to be addressed. Clearly, there's a wage gap here, because you live off of a golf course, and I live off of a bus stop.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.